Good morning. Well, while US shares hit their best levels ever on Monday, they've had a tough couple of sessions. We've had the Dow falling by about 0.25% last night. The S&P 500 was down 1/10. The Nasdaq, the exception here, rising about 0.75%. We had losses really across a number of sectors, but the energy sector was one of the big drags. This is because of the oil supply glut at the moment. Still too much oil being produced in the US, in Libya, and also in Nigeria. That's led oil prices partly to the worst levels in 10 months, down about 2.5% last night and down 20% since the start of this year, which is generally considered to be a bear market. So no surprise here that Chevron, Exxon and General Electric were down about 2%. The industrials also a drag. This is largely because of Caterpillar, the world's biggest maker of equipment for the mining industry, was down about 3.5%. And the banks like Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup and JP Morgan also underperformed. There were some standouts, though, in the technology space in particular. Apple and Microsoft were the biggest boost to that industry, but also Oracle in aftermarket hours and trade rather rose about 8% thanks to a strong profit result. Also signs that the Trump administration is softening its stance on drug pricing helped pharmaceutical giants like Pfizer and Merck lift about 1.5%. Boeing was up 0.5%. The US plane maker at the Paris Air Show has secured twice as many orders for its planes than its European rival Airbus. Package delivery giant FedEx is continuing to ride the boom in e-commerce. It shares up about 1.5%. Strong profit result today, which was about 10% above expectations. And Nike, another winner, up 2%, secured a deal with Amazon. And it's going to start selling its shoes directly through a brand registry program. That's to keep counterfeit products off the site. On the commodity front, while oil fell back, iron ore and gold rose. So that could spell some improvements for some of the miners today, which did terribly yesterday. In fact, we had BHP and Rio falling about 3%. They lifted in London trade, so you can expect perhaps some improvements in that space. Futures also pointing to a slight improvement locally. The ASX 200 could lift by about 0.25%. We had detailed job ads today and South Australia's state budget. The Aussie dollar 75.5.